The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best, with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, dial 905-725-1907. Toll free in North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-5477. Send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. I just love that tune. Every time I hear it, I have to...
He did an amazing job. That was a friend of yours, correct?
That was my friend Richard, and he's listening today, and this beautiful music, and you won't hear it anywhere else.
That's amazing. He is so talented, and I'm a producer, music producer, and I have to put out the kudos to him.
He's listening to you, and I'm sure he's appreciating that. Welcome to the Barrington Show. You're sitting listening to Barrington, or standing. I'm doing the Barrington Show. Our talk is about spirituality. I'm thanking all my longtime listeners for hanging in there with us. We go up and down. We make changes, but for you and your show, you will always hear the best of spirituality and what we do. We also want to thank our new listeners. Occasionally, we get an email in saying, I'm a new listener, loving the show, and they will continue to listen. Thank you very much for being a part of that. This is the Barrington Show. Today is in Toronto. It is 3 o'clock because we've had a time change, and I hope that wherever you are in the world, you would have appreciated the fact that we've changed our time. I don't get it, and we've talked about it many times as to why we're doing it, and I don't get a positive answer anymore. It used to be because they wanted to create more daylight for us to work, but it is what it is. We're in a new time, same time, new time. It's 3 p.m. in Toronto. Thank you for joining the Barrington Show. I talk about spirituality, a journey to self-improvement and a higher consciousness. This is what the Barrington Show is all about. So here we go. This is many of the topics that we've covered in the past. We've had some positive responses. People like some of the shows better than others. And what I was planning on doing today was to recap a lot of the highlights of the show. So we're going to take it from there.
Could I interrupt you?
Yes, sir.
I did receive during the week a promo for your show today, and it was not that topic. But you might get some people writing in about other topics, just to let you know.
Did you get a name or a title?
It was something about if you knew you had, what would you do to improve your life?
Right.
If you had, I can't
six
remember.
Months,
something like that.
The world
right.
would come to an end. Awesome.
Something like that. But you might, just to let our listeners know, Barrington is open for anything you might want to talk to him about, right? I would assume.
Okay. Well, here we go. We've got our first email here from Steve, and it says, just love this radio show. Great topics. Thanks for all the advice. Listening from Detroit, Michigan. Thank you, Steve, and thank you for being a part of our show. We enjoy it. We enjoy you being there. And obviously the word's been spread around because we're also having people saying they've heard or heard about the Barrington Show from others who has been listening. So thank you all for paying attention to a show. And here we are talking about spirituality. It's just a conscious way for you to have a better self and to improve your life and improve the life that you live with somebody else. And most important, it gives you more confidence for you. Okay, so we're going to cap some of the old shows and just go on into what we've talked about in the past. However, today I want to touch on what everybody else on the radio is talking about. And it seems to be the new epidemic that's going around. And everybody is talking about the coronavirus. I've listened to some of the shows this week. It's been a very interesting week for me, but I've listened to some of the shows and they're talking about stocking up and, you know, have enough food in your house just in case you have to be quarantined or, you know, check this and, you know, see a doctor and all that stuff. And I'm sure it's very important, but hearing it on the media every day, I often wondered how the audience respond to hearing this. Some has this attitude is I don't care and it's going to happen, and others are flat out panicking. What I've done with the research I found today as well on the radio, on the internet, everywhere, is that there are a lot of things that you could do that can minimize the chances of you contacting this virus if it's in your neighborhood. Now, I spoke with a friend of mine this morning, and she was saying, you know, how the talk of coronavirus has, you know, could cripple the economy and shut the city down and all those things. And I'm quite sure it's possible. But as for you, the listener at home or wherever you are, you just need to be mindful of what you do. I believe our society kind of needs to take a first-class lesson in personal hygiene. So we're finding out that if you wash your hands, say, more frequently than you're used to, you're going to minimize your chance. We don't necessarily need to shake somebody's hands. You don't. Greet them with a hello, greet them with namaste, a bow. And, you know, you do that until this passes, because it will. This too shall pass. Wash your hands all the time. Wash your hands before you go to the bathroom and after you go to the bathroom. One of the most important things, and I see it pop up on the internet a lot, is don't touch your skin. Don't try not to touch your face. The areas around the face that is most moist is likely to allow this germ to develop, like your eyes, your nose, your mouth. And typically you shake somebody's hands and what do? You scratch or you touch or you feel. And you do all that. So there's something you could do just to minimize being exposed, or not exposed, being contacting this virus. So just work on your own personal hygiene, and this too shall pass. I wish I could tell you not to worry and you'll flip, snap your finger and stop worrying, but I'm not sure if that's how it works. But do take your own precautionary measures and take time and being mindful of where you are. Don't touch your face. Don't touch your skin if you don't have to, and wash your hands as often as you can. And that's going to slow down the chance. Now, with the moist areas around, like I said, your eyes, your mouth, your nose, that's where the germ is going to sit there and have a chance to grow. And of course, inevitably, you ingest it. I found out today that you can have it for a long time without even knowing it. So just be very careful, be mindful, and we'll be okay. We're going to be okay because this too shall pass.
All right, Barrington, we have another email from William S. He says, hello, Barrington. Thank you very much for touching on this very important topic, the coronavirus. Great points that you bring up. Common sense. Love the advice. P.S. New listener from Tucson, Arizona.
Well, thank you very much, Bill William from Tucson. Yes, it is common sense. But we're all aware that we're busy. We're a busy society. We get going. We're not even aware of a lot of these things. We shake hands. We touch ourselves. But you have to realize that common sense isn't as common as we think it is. You know, there's a lot of people who are still going to the bathroom and not washing their hands. And they're concerned it's not the junk you're touching that's contagious. It's the door handle or the sink or the wet areas of the faucets that you're touching. So just be mindful. As Bill said, use your common sense. Allow yourself to just take care of you and allow, you know, let this pass. Because we know it's going to pass, and we're worried about it in the midst of it, but we've been through this many times. You know, there was the SARS that we did in 03, and there was the H1N1 that was a few years later. And, you know, every few years they pop up, and we get into this protective mode. This is it, folks. Just get into that protective mode and protect yourself from what could be very fatal. That's all I'm saying. Don't allow yourself to sit there and worry to death about it. Life has to go on. You still have to get up and go to work. You still have to take care of your children or interact with the public. Coronavirus is here. It's real. It's on the radio. It's on TV. It's everywhere. It's everywhere you look in the media. The coronavirus is there, and everybody's talking about it. But you can do your little bit to help, to stop the spread of this virus. And I have friends who work in the travel agencies, and they're saying that a lot of people are calling in to cancel the trips to here and to there and all over the, you know, wherever their vacation is, because the media is also suggesting that you don't do, I hear, you don't do the vacations that you don't have to do. But I don't know that I would take it that far. We still have to live our lives. Just be careful doing it. So enjoy. And that's my little bit on the coronavirus. This too shall pass. Today, we're going to recap on some of the shows that we've talked about in the past. We had positive responses. One of them, I was just told, Gary just mentioned, was the what would you do if we only had, if the world was going to come to an end in 6 months? What would you do? And the first time we asked that question, we had a very positive response, and we took it to the limit. We wanted to know where you're at, what you intend to do, what would you change about your life? And another question we asked after that is, what changes would you make in your life? And it was pretty positive for most part. The first time I asked a question, I didn't get that positive response I was hoping to get, but I understand there's people out there who feel oppressed or pressured by a system that we're a part of, and they lash out in the response by saying, I'm going to take action. And I think one person said, screw the politician or something to that effect. But the question I was, the answer that I was hoping to receive was to say, we're going to take some time to do a little bit of soul searching and improve the life that we've lived. I was hoping to hear the listening audience say that they will make and correct their ends with other people, patch the broken relationships, or just a clear understanding of who they are and do that. That's sort of where I wanted to go with that answer, and it didn't happen, but I appreciate your response, and it was great.
All right, Barrington, we have another email. This is from David. He says, hello, Barrington. I think that changing your thought process, I think that's, by the way, Barrington, this is the promo we put out.
Okay.
About thought process. Depending on what that thought process is and what it is used for, will sometimes work for us to become a better person. But we as humans get frustrated with the same old crap that we have to deal with in personal relationships and people in general. So sometimes it is not us who need to change, but the person that we have a relationship with has to. Just my opinion.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate the email, David. Yes, people do have to change. But if we start, others are more likely to join us. If we make that positive change, and I'm not suggesting that we turn the other cheek and have them disrespect us or beat us up or whatever the case may be, but change begins from inside. And if you're willing to change the attitude or change your approach on a lot of things, I believe others will follow. Others will step in there and do the changes. So, yeah, we get frustrated because of the society that we're a part of. There's not much we could do about that but we could take our own little steps towards trying to create a positive change. We can change ourselves and be the change that we'd love to see. So thank you for the email. Change is necessary. And that was a part of one of the things I wanted to mention when I was talking a minute ago about the coronavirus. A lot of us aren't willing to make changes, and they're not willing to change the habits that we have. We've had them for a long time, and they've become innate, and we're not willing to change them. But if we want to make ourselves a little bit less afraid and a bit more confident with ourselves, we have to make a change within ourselves. We have to change to be able to, you know, wash your hands. Like I said earlier, you have to change and accept the fact that we're in this situation right now. All of us are globally. No matter where you are in the world, you're in the same situation as the, I think it was 30 some odd people that's been reported in Canada. We're all in the same boat because we're all connected. We're all one. Therefore, we have to step up and make the changes within ourselves. And this is going back to answering part of the email. We have to step up and make the changes within ourselves and allow others to see the changes and hope that they follow through.
All right. Ken writes in. He says, hello, Barrington Show. I have tried to change my thought process to become a more open and accepting person in this life. It works fine for a while. And then when I am wronged, I change back to my old way. I think that it is human nature to try to be good in our thought process, but we are only human as we make so many mistakes in our lives. I am what I am, and I cannot change my thought process a lot of times. Loving your show and its advice, and this is from Ken from Toronto.
Thanks, Ken from Toronto. Yes, I appreciate the email. The advice is accurate. And you just stated in your email that you have made the change. And then you step back when you're wrong. That's the word you use. You just keep the change going. The change is for a positive step in your life. The change is for a better human being. The change is for a better self, higher consciousness, more self-awareness. Change is inevitable, and if you've taken the step to make that change, please don't allow anybody's negative attitude or whatever they have to change you back into the old self. Yes, we are human beings, and we tend to go to what we know. We call that the comfort zone. We tend to do that because, you know, because we're humans, and I don't know if we could fix that. However, what you can change, do change. And once you've stepped over that line of change and you've accepted the new you or the new attitude or the new person, you don't necessarily have to go back to where you were. The reason you made a conscious decision to adapt change is because what you were doing before wasn't working. You see, you're looking for something. We're all looking for something a little greater, something a little better. And we want someone to snap their finger and then we'll put us in this right path of consciousness and higher learning and all this healthy ways and all the good things that we register to ourselves as good. If you've made that change, please stay with it. Thank you for your advice, Ken, for your email.
This was from, just I'll read this quick. This is from Elise. When you were talking about the coronavirus, she says, thanks for this topic. Agreed. Excellent advice. You rock.
Elise, thank you. Thank you very much for that. I rock. Okay. I appreciate that. I felt I needed to, because the rest of the media is talking about it, and my audience is obviously listening. We need to address it. It needed, somebody mentioned that about 5 shows ago, and I kind of blew past it, not because I didn't care, but now it's become a front and center, and everything we do, it's there. It's important that it's there. I don't know that you need to be panicking. I don't know that you need to be deathly afraid of it. I don't know that any of that stuff, it didn't pop up in my research. What I do know is that you could do your part to protect you and your family. So, yes, the coronavirus is here. It is real. It is in front of us. And I wouldn't go as far as telling you to make sure you have, like I hear other media shows are saying, enough food in your house to last this time and length of time in case you're quarantined. That's a personal decision that you will make, you, the audience, will make, if that's the one that you want to do. I don't agree with it 100% because there's a lot of people out there who can't afford people who are living paycheck to paycheck and just barely getting by, they really can't afford to go out and stock up because it's just not available to them for financial reasons. Or, you know, maybe the food's not available. And that is not fair to say go out and stock up because, you know, it's not fair to everybody. You don't have that ability to do it. Then do what you can do. Protect yourself the best way you know how. Like I said earlier, you don't have to shake anybody's hands. You could just give them a nod, a bow. Namaste. Greet them any way you want to. We're in sort of a lockdown, not in a physical sense, but it's a heightened alert. You have to be aware of what's there, and you have to realize that you're a part of it. You know, you might live in a part of the world or part of a city that doesn't have a report case. However, it doesn't take much for that one, you know, person to come into this area and changes it for you. So you're a part of it, no matter where you live. And as a society, we can take a step towards a little bit heightened self-awareness and also personal hygiene. And a lot of it just have to do with that. Just wash and be mindful of what's going on. We're here, and it's real. Okay. We have another email from Bryce. Okay, go ahead.
Bryce says, hello. He says, hi, good topics, common sense rules. But he has a question. He says, does spirituality have to do with God or religion? What is spirituality exactly? Thank you for your answer.
All right. So you're assuming you're going to get an answer. So you're thanking me in advance. Spirituality and God. Spirituality is the way of life and the way it was intended to be. And when you go into spirituality, you're searching for the meaning of life. I said that on my YouTube podcast a while back, that spirituality is actually a search for the meaning of life. So I'm going to get into your question here. The spirituality is going to, it will improve the way you look at life and how you see things yourself and other people around you. Spirituality and to walk the journey into spirituality, I believe it's the way it was intended to be. Now, when you talk about, you ask about God or religion, I have a personal opinion, and I'm going to say this, that I think the organized religion is designed for other reasons as to get you to that so-called promised land that they talk about. The religious religion, and I said this on one of the other shows, is a conduit. You're introduced to better life, a better way to do life, to treat man, to be treated, to be respected, to carry on your way of life. And I think somewhere along that journey, somebody figured out there's a lot of money here, and they changed the tune. It is supposed to guide you to the better person, the more alert, more conscious person that you can be. And that's the, in my opinion, the reason religion became such an organized entity, and it's divided all of us. Now, we've talked about this before, and it's a story I told about the elephant and the blind people, and they were touching the elephant, and they felt parts of the elephant, and when they had to do a report, they all had their own conclusion as to what the elephant was. And the elephant, you know, one would describe it as, oh, it's just a flappy ear. It feels like leather, or its tail, or its trunk, or its belly, or its back. Everybody has their own part about what this elephant is supposed to be. The spirituality is the entirety of all things, including the full elephant. When you talk about spirituality, you talk about all that there is, which is what I call the God. Now, what does it have to do with it? It's the connection to all that exists. If you heard the show last week, I made this analogy of when you meditate, you loosen the lid from your jar to expose you to all that there is. You're now connected to every living thing on this planet, from the plant, from the trees to human beings and the birds and the bees and everybody. The God that we talk about is the all that there is, the entirety. And a lot of religions have named it, or organized group, they call it God, Jehovah, Allah, a lot of different names. But we're talking about the same thing. All that there is, that you're a part of. And I made mention in one of the shows that If a dog had a puppy, though it's a lot smaller, that puppy is still a dog. So if we're created by all that there is, by the God, then we have to be that God. And we take it to the limits. Now, I've been a part of a lot of religions, believe it or not, and I've studied it for a very long time. And it comes down to one thing. Be a good person. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to other people. Don't treat them in a way that you wouldn't want to be treated. And I've said many times on my show that if it's not true, don't say it. If it's not yours, don't take it. If it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. Connect yourself to a better, higher conscious living. So it's long-winded for the answer that you're asking for, Bryce. But the differences between the spirituality and the religion is the spirituality is all of it. It's everything. I speak to you on the radio, and I get you to get involved in spirituality. Take that step. Learn how to meditate. Keep yourself healthy. Keep yourself strong. Keep yourself wise and alert, and don't take advantage of anybody else. And to thine own self be true. Be kind to you, and in turn, you'll be kind to everybody that's around you. It is not possible for you to give something you don't have. You can't give love if you don't have it. You can't give me $5 if you don't have it. You can't pay attention to me if you don't know how to pay attention. So the best thing to do is to work on yourself to be your best self. And that's what I speak about with spirituality. It allows you to be your best self. You remove that lid, then the labels that was given to us. We were all given labels over the years. I was told my name is Barrington, and I'm from this part of the world, and this is the religion that I'm supposed to follow, and you're a man, so therefore you should be doing this, and you should be doing that. I got to a point in my life where I had to ask myself the question, is it true? And what about spirituality? So allow yourself to take the journey and become a better self, become a better person.
All right, folks, if you'd like to get on board, you are listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington. Our telephone numbers in the Toronto GTA area are as follows, 905-725-1907, toll-free in North America, 1-866-905-7325, worldwide, 1-866-656-5477, or you can email us right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I was coming in here today and I realized I had to do this whole show and all these topics and whatnot. And then my host, Gary, offered to do the emails. And I'm like, thank you. There is a God.
Well, proof. Well, would you like this one here?
Okay, go
ahead.
This
is from Don Q, and he says, hello, Barrington. What are your social media sites, especially your YouTube channel? I would love to check out your videos listening from Portland, Oregon. Thank you.
Thanks, Don. Okay, so let me go through that a little bit. So my there's a book. Let's start with the book. I wrote a book a while back, and it's called The Barrington Awaken and Ascension Guide. We talk in the book about spirituality and how to improve yourself. We have a website that's out there, and you said especially, and the website is attainable, by the way, through the same name, Barrington Awaken. And that's also the Instagram as well. The YouTube is Barrington Awaken as well, and you go YouTube and you type in Barrington Awaken and it'll pop up. And we talk about spirituality. My assistant was supposed to put up for me, this young guy that's helping me out, he was supposed to put up for me another podcast, but he had to do exams this week, so that sort of delayed it, but it is coming. YouTube and go to Barrington Awaken about spirituality, and it'll pop up there, and I do a little bit about explaining what spirituality is, pretty much of what I just did a minute ago. There'll be more. I'm running this single-handedly now, so it's kind of hard to get all these blocks to line up, but they will. I have this method called consistency, and by doing it, I will accomplish what I set out to accomplish. You may wobble, but you won't fall down. And I'm tending to keep going. I am here with the Barrington Show. We're here every Sunday at 3 o'clock. That won't change. Well, I can't control everything, but if what I can't control, that will not change. I will keep that going. So thank you for the listening, and thank you for the support. The book is The Barrington Awaken and Ascension Guide. You could pick that up at Amazon.com or Amazon.ca. It's there. It's available. I believe there's a few of these in the chapters store, and you could grab it there as well. If I didn't answer the question, all of it, as to how to my social media sites, I'll get back to it later on. But I think your question was asking specifically about the YouTube channel. And it's there. It's me, my mug, and I'm talking about spirituality. And within the next week or two, I'll have a lot more up there. Actually, this is amazing. I have a picture that my cousin from England sent to me. We were in our old country a couple of years back, and my grandmother had passed away, and she took a picture of the whole funeral thing. She was being buried. Now, back home, what they do is they bury the dead on their property. We have a funeral cemetery on our own property that we put our relatives in. And she took a picture of it, and right above the gravesite, the clouds were red. And we looked into it. We did some research, and we're trying to figure out, was it a sun? Was it this? Was it the camera? Was it the angle? And no, the picture of this gravesite is red. I'm working on putting that up this week. So if you have a chance to go to the YouTube channel, maybe late in the week, you'll see this picture. And the sky is red, just the portion, not all of it. There's the blue sky and the white clouds and the trees and everything else. But at this one particular spot, right above the gravesite, there's a red part of the sky. And I've said before that my grandmother's a very spiritual person, and she was heavy into her religion. And she would tell us a lot about seeing things that's not there. And we didn't think she was going crazy. We just knew she was connected, very connected. So when you have a chance this week to check that out, you could go ahead and check it out for me.
All right. Susan writes in. She says, I have been listening to you for a couple of weeks now and absolutely love your advice on life. Thanks for the tips, tricks, and advice. My life is definitely improving due to your knowledge and wisdom on things. And this is Susan from New York City.
Thank you, Susan. I would have loved for you to include exactly what you've tried to do and how the life is improving. Thank you for listening. We're here, and we're just, like I said, trying to get out there and reach other people. We all want changes in our lives. Everybody has certain things about them that they want to change. And we had an email earlier today that asked about spirituality and God and the differences and with the religions. And I would like to say that whatever religion that you were a part of, you were raised with, was introduced to you, or none, there is the idea of improving your quality of life. You know, the religions talk about, the promised land and what happens to you after you've left this world and how your life is going to be going into this land of milk and honey and greatness. And if you don't follow that guide, you're going to burn in hell. Wow. That is just, that's just harsh. That if you don't follow this guide, you're going to burn in that H-E double hockey stick place. And I don't agree with that, because there are other parts of the world out there that didn't or isn't getting the exposure to what the biblical teachings are. What if you lived in this remote part of the world and you were never exposed to what the Bible or the Quran or the Gita or the Torah is telling you how to live? What if you never got that exposure? Are you to assume that God made you so you could burn in hell? It doesn't sound right to me. It doesn't make any sense. So I don't like to use that word because people say it's offensive, but I don't know that our creator would have created us just for doom. I don't buy that for a second. So I wanted to learn more, and I looked into it and realized that improve your life. Be fair to everybody. live respectful to yourself, and then therefore you could turn around, give others respect that they deserve. Live a good life, and be good to you, and get the most out of it. Open that lid that you've been closed in, and let it expose itself to the world and connect to everything that exists. That's the advice I would give. Thank you for your email, Susan. Okay. Oh, we have another one. Okay.
And Gail says, she writes in, she says, I am loving this radio broadcast today. Thank you for uplifting my afternoon today. I am enlightened.
Okay, Gail, thank you very much for this. And I was concerned as how I was going to pull off this and keep my mind focused on what I was going to talk about, then turn to the email and Gary saved
well, you
life.
Know, when you got these listeners emailing you and congratulating you or talking to you, like a lot of the shows, it's hard to focus, right? But,
yes.
You know,
yes,
we really appreciate the emails coming in.
Thank you, Gail. You didn't say where you're from, but thank you very much. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate the response I get from the audience and how you're getting the positive vibe from what we're putting out there. You know, I talk about spirituality and how to sort of get this higher consciousness for a way to live your life. It happened to me, and, you know, I went through parts of life where you're not feeling all that great, especially up here. You feel a little down and a little out, and, you know, you're stressed out to the nine, and you get the crap kicked out of you from day to day based on your existence. And it's sometimes you just need a little pep, a little pick-me-upper to get you going. So having said that, I learned and I did some more research on my meditative process, my practices and all that this week. And I actually find that if you're down and you're not feeling well and you're not, you know, you're not firing the way you used to, I've realized that meditating actually opens that up for you, and you will not, I'm not going to tell you that it's going to cure your down or your depression. I can't say that without, you know. But if you were to allow yourself to study and learn meditation when you're in that mode, if you're having a hard time sleeping, try meditating. I know the doctors say try that, this, and this, and that, and whatever. Try meditating. And as a good practice for general life, livity, everything, keep your immune system at par. You know, this is also something I should have talked about when I was in the mode of talking about the coronavirus. Wow, we're doing a lot of that today. If your immune system is at its best from your healthy food diets, what you choose to eat, and your proper rest, and definitely drink a lot of water. You know, you're going to get this liquid thing going through you. If your body is up at its best, you're less likely to get sick. This is just common sense. Third time I'm hearing that today. This is common sense. But again, a lot of us just don't know. You know, if you want to do yoga or Tai Chi or meditating, all three of those is going to do such an amazing thing for your mind. If you're having a problem and you're struggling to fall asleep, you've probably tried everything already. If you haven't tried these things, just give it a try. You've got nothing to lose but a lot of great rest to gain. And meditating does that for you. It just I found this out just today that 20 minutes of meditation is the equivalent of 1 hour of sleep. So something is going on there when you're sitting still and allowing yourself to expose to the world and expose yourself to all that there is and allowing all the good vibes that exist to flow within you. You're closed in, and open that door, remove that lid, and allow yourself to go forth and enjoy what the life that was intended for you. We're not supposed to be locked up and hate thy neighbor and discriminate against that group of people. That's not how we were designed. All of that was learned behavior once we showed up here. You came with a brand new clean slate, like a bottle of water that's just pure. That was you at birth, but somebody along the way introduced filth or something else to you. And now you're acting accordingly. So try the method of cleaning, cleansiness, and every method of it, mentally, physically, emotionally, all that stuff. Just it will do greatness for you, I guarantee you. So we're talking about spirituality. You're on the radio with Barrington. You're listening to The Barrington Show. We're tuned in here every Sunday, like I've said, and we're going to be here from 3 o'clock our times, Eastern Standard Time, I think, and we talk on the radio until 4 o'clock. It's spirituality. We're introducing everybody that we know to tap into spirituality, to learn all that there is. Don't confine yourself to following. You shouldn't. I'll tell you what to do. You shouldn't restrict yourself to following that strict guideline of this is the way to live. You know, experience all of the elephant, not just its tail, because there's so much out there, so much out there. And allowing yourself to take that step towards it is a good thing for you. You're gonna learn, and you're gonna see, and you're gonna experience all this amazing newness into your life. And just open up yourself to it, and don't go with the prejudice. Just experience it. There's nothing to lose. So thank you very much. And I had said earlier, and the emails are coming in, they're keeping me occupied, but that's a good thing, because it sounds to me as if the audience is paying attention and they're alert. They're loving the show. They're responding to it, and I'm appreciating it. I'm here for you as you are here there for me. This is the Barrington Show. Earlier, we talked about recapping some of our shows, and we talked about the favorite ones that we've had over the past. We've talked about what you would do if you had a short time to live, and we've got the answer for that. So I'm going to move on from there. We did a show a while back where we talked about baking the cake, and we talked about baking the cake. The cake being a metaphor for true love, and how to get this, the ingredients, to work in your favor. And I said then, and I'll say again, we're not asking you to get out a spoon, a mixing bowl, and any of those things. We're simply saying the things that you want to apply into your life to have this amazing way of looking at life is applying what is required. So I'm going to take a second there. We're going to go through. Gary's going to give us another email, and then we'll come back to that.
Okay, and Eric writes in. He says, my thoughts. Just wanted to say that I love your show. My mindset is whacked. That is the best way that I know how to deal with my goals and aspirations. Expect nothing and don't be disappointed. If you are successful, that is a bonus to life. People are messed up. So I treat people that are that way the same. People that are nice, I treat them beautifully. Just saying.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot there, Eric.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. That was kind of out of the blue.
That's out of the blue. There's a lot, and I'm going to address this. Okay, so you treat people kind, and the ones that are kind to you, you treat them with kindness. Fair enough, and I think that's a good place to start. But how did you know they were kind? You had to allow yourself to be exposed to them, and then you saw their kindness, and you were able to recognize it because you're a kind person. Kibosh the thought of you saying your thoughts are whacked. Sorry, mindset is whacked. I'm not sure what that means. I think you mean a little off, and I don't know what that means either. But you're able to recognize kindness in others. And in order to do that, it means that it's within you. And I said earlier today, if you've already taken the step towards a greater, more conscious self, let's not allow anybody to bring you back. The reason you went there is because you weren't really loving the experience you had of being in that whacked place. I'm just using that word because that's the one you said. Expect nothing and won't be disappointed. That's a good phrase, and I've heard it many times. I'm not sure if I agree with that. You expect what is entitled to you. It's not an expectation. It's what is innate. It's entitled to you to live free, to be happy, to be kind, to have others treat you with respect, to have other people love you for who you are and respect your ideas. You don't expect that, but that should show up. So if you're not experiencing that, you need to tap into it and figure out why you're not getting your share. So people will treat you the way you teach them how to treat you, and I know that for sure. But you don't have to expect that. It's your entitlement. That was part of your rite of passage. That was part of your agreement of coming here to assume a body, to become human being, to walk around this group of other human beings. I think we're all the same, but like I said earlier, the analogy that I used about that clean, pure water that showed up and somebody peed in it or put something in it and changes it. It doesn't change the water. You've just added stuff to it, and that added stuff could be removed. Method, learn meditation will help you remove all that is not necessary. And there's a lot of information in your email there, Eric, and I'm trying to go through all of it and just answer little bits and pieces about it. But the key part that you mentioned was you're able to recognize goodness in others. And the only way you're able to recognize goodness or kindness in others is because it's in you. So you can't be kind and whacked at the same time. So, you know, the kindness seems to work really well. And when you meet that person who's not treating you kind or fair or nice or whatever you interpret that all to be, you don't have to sit beside them on the bus or hold their hands or, you know, hopefully you're not going to share the same house with them. But you have the right to create your own space, and you have the right to be who you want to be. Treat everybody fair. Treat everybody kind. Allow yourself to see the best in everyone. I did see a part of your email that you talked about, and I see that as judgment. And you'll never know what that person has been through. You haven't walked in their shoes. And it's easy enough to see someone out there doing something that you consider wrong or not, you know, off. But you really would have to walk in that person's shoes to truly understand why they're walking with a limp or why they carry in that attitude, the frown on their faces, or how they respond. So let's not judge. Try to understand. And if that person is with you and they're making you ill, yeah, you don't have to be there. You do not have to be there. Thank you very much for that email. Wow, the time is just ticking away, and sometimes I'm talking, and I think I've just been talking for 5 minutes, and I take a look at the clock, and 90% of the time is gone. We talked about briefly about the ingredients, baking a cake and for love, and the ingredients I mentioned earlier was what you need to create. So the analogy I used was to bake the cake and how if you add all these great things to it, it's going to turn out perfect. And, you know, the ingredients, there were 7 of them, and it was the desire. You know, you must have the wisdom. Let's start with the number one. You've got to have the wisdom to know what it is that you want. And you have to have the desire, which is the second one, to go out and get it, to go for it. Like, you know, this is your time. This is when you do your dance. This is the moment. There is no tomorrow. You can't wait till next week and telling yourself after you retire you're going to do this, you're telling a lie. So the desire, you must have the desire. And the third one was once you gather the wisdom and the desire, now you need to pay attention. What is required for me to attain that position, that person, that attitude? You have to pay attention and gather all the information that is required. And that was the third one. Then you put yourself into it, what I call affection. You've got to put in the time to do the affection and get it all ready, and then you go for it. The fourth one, the fifth one was whatever emotion is involved, whatever labor is involved, whatever the push, the force is involved, you must apply it. And if you don't apply it, it's not going to work for you. I've got 2 more, but let me hold on to that until we do a quick email from Helga.
All right. Helga writes in. She says, "Hi, I can listen to you all day. Such amazing wisdom. I feel so relieved every week after I listen to you. Where can I get your book again? Thanks for the wisdom."
I'm just loving this. You guys, my head's going to be so big I can't get out of this office when I'm finished. But thank you very much, Helga. That was amazing. Thank you for paying attention. And what I'm saying exists everywhere. I've just put it in the radio show for 1 hour for you. You could tap into this. If you consider this great wisdom, it's there. It's available. The book is called The Barrington Awaken and Ascension Guide, channeled by Mary. You could look at Amazon.com or Amazon.ca. and a mug will, my book will pop up. You see my mug right there in the back of the book. It's a good read. I'm not saying that because I'm involved with it. I put it together. I'm saying it's a good read based on the response I get from others. So it's a good guideline as a book. You could sit there and flip through it really fast and have it read through a few hundred pages, have it read, you know, in a couple of weeks. Or you could sit there and take this one section and apply it to your life. And you take that portion and apply it to your life. It's a guide. And it'll walk you through the entirety of the spiritual world and expose you to all that there is. It's already inside of you. It's already there. I didn't create it. You came with it. You showed up with all these amazing parts about you. You are superhuman. And somebody has told you, Elga, and everybody else who's listened to the show, that you're not as good as you are. We're restricted and limited because we have a body. Within that body resides you, the true you, the innate part of you, where the soul is, you know, where you are the breath that is limitless. You have what it takes, that statutiveness, the go for it, the higher power. Nobody on this planet was given any more than the next person. You know, the great leaders of our world didn't get a bigger piece of the pie. They got a piece of pie and they applied the ingredients of life to manifest it. Now, it's easier to become the king of Wall Street if you live in that environment. You could be the best, you know, hunter in the bush if you live in that environment. You could take one from Wall Street and flip them with the one from the bush. They would fail horribly because they haven't trained themselves for that environment. And that's the only differences we see within ourselves. It's what do you apply yourself to? You know, you have the wolves within your body. Which one do you want to feed? Which one do you want to be? You want to be the best criminal? It's available. I don't suggest. I'm not recommending. I don't think you should. There's no happy ending for this. But if you wanted to be the Mother Teresa or the Gandhi or the Martin Luther King, it's also available. Apply yourself to what matters to you most and how it's going to benefit all of mankind, not just making you look big. And don't listen to the ego. He's just going to get you in trouble. The two ingredients that was that I didn't mention was the intimacy. And that's the very important one. That's the one that holds all of it together. Oh, by the way, thank you very much, Elga, for that positive response. And you're making my head swell by all the good things I'm hearing from you. Thank you very much for that email. The intimacy, again, is the glue that holds everything together. You have your desire, your wisdom, your attention, your affection, your emotion. You need to apply a little bit of intimacy. And I don't mean getting on with the sugar. I mean, put it all together and make it work, because you have to apply yourself to it. And it holds all of it together. You mix it up, stick it in the oven, and apply the most important part, some time. When you try to get ahead, or you try to make yourself better, if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to be promoted, if you're trying to get next to that woman or that man, you just have to apply the right amount of time and pay attention and guide yourself. And all that you desire in life is yours to achieve. You've got to know that. There's no better person than you. You can associate them as being more practiced, or they've been doing it longer, they've been in the game longer than you. And I've always said this, you know, you have great achievers out there, and they have such a passion for what they're going for. Well, create that for yourself. Is it going to be a good family? Is it going to be a good job? Is it going to be that house you've built, or that bank account that you, whatever it is, it's within you to accomplish, I guarantee you, without fail.
All right, Barrington, thank you. Jake writes in, he says, another fantastic radio show. I know that you have received a lot of praise here on the air, and rightfully so, but your advice and wisdom is right on. Such a relief to the human race if they listen. Your wit and analogies are so effective and sometimes funny. You are the best, and Jake is from New York City.
Well, I'm telling you, I don't know how to... thank you. Thank you very much, Jake, from New York City. Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. What I'm saying, what I talk about on the radio is what I live. And I've been living this, and you could call me on it if you want. I will not preach something and not do it. You got to walk your walk. and you got to walk your talk or whatever that phrase is. So it is powerful. Please listen to it. And Jake mentioned that if they listen, people do want to hear. People do want to listen. I think the biggest fear that we encounter every day is the fear of change. We're so darn comfortable with what we're doing. We're afraid to change. And the funny thing is, if you can imagine this very weird analogy, if you've got a pebble in your shoe and you've learned to deal with it, you develop a limp just because the pebble is in your shoes. Take it out, and for a little while it's gone, you'll still limp because you have a memory of it being there. But inevitably, what happens is you'll walk with ease. You walk with this great confidence, and you won't be afraid. You just need to take that step. You will not be afraid, I guarantee you. Somebody had written in a while back and asked me and a co-host I had, are you afraid of dying? And when I thought it out, well, no, you're not afraid of dying. The method may frighten you as to how you're going to do it. You don't want to sit around and go through all this, but we're not talking about that. When you're going home to the place that you've come from, you're excited. Not to say hurry it up and try to get there. I'm simply saying the dying factor doesn't become fearful anymore because you know you're not alone and you know that you're part of a bigger team. You're part of that great wave that we've talked about. You're part of something huge, unimaginable. You're part of that. That's where you've come from. Your father, or person who brought you here, is there for you. You need to understand that. If you're feeling a bit down, if you're feeling a bit left out or neglected or unappreciated, remember this, that you are a part of something much greater than you're aware of. Once you tap into that, the person or the thing, the entity that made you you, they've got your back. Didn't leave you stranded. They've got your back. Step up, rise up, hold up your head. Believe in you. And the way to do that is to acknowledge the fact that, yeah, you're a little acorn. But from this little acorn, this great mighty oak will grow. Apply what is necessary. Move yourself in a positive direction. And from that little acorn, this mighty oak will grow. So thank you for the email. Really appreciate it. You guys are making me feel awesome. I love the show. I love the listeners. I love what we do here. We're going to continue. And if I just get one email per week telling me that somebody has taken that step towards improvement or towards a better life or to respecting other people or, more importantly, respecting themselves. If I get one a week, I've done what I'm supposed to do. I would love to get 500, but we're going to start by the changes, and we're going to start with the change that you're willing to make, the step that you're willing to take. Remember, you're not alone. You're here. You're never alone. Everybody here carries the same amount of fear that you have. When the pie was being divvied up and we're all showed up here as human beings, everybody got the same portion. What matters most is what you do with yours. You're listening to The Barrington Show. Thank you very much, everybody out there, for loving the show. I love the response. I love the way you guys are appreciating what's there. This is The Barrington Show. It's the radio show. It's moving forward. We're taking you along with us. Thank you for the new listeners. Pass the word on. Hope that one day we can all realize and connect, change our step, change our dance. And remember, if you aim to soar like an eagle, you can't be flocking with the turkeys. If you aim to soar like an eagle, don't flock with the turkeys. Take a good look at your environment. Take a good look at the people who's around you. Are they positive influences in your life or are they dragging? Are they an asset or a liability? Change the environment for changes that's going to come within you. I'm thanking all my listeners out there for being a part of The Barrington Show. Wow, this one just wowed me today. I'm in such a high spirit. I don't know why I feel so fantastic. I'm grinning from ear to ear, loving my audience, loving the show. You're listening to The Barrington Show. Join us next week. We're going to have exciting topics for you, and this is where we're going to grow. Stay tuned, and more will come for you. Be positive. Be well. Love thyself.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.